Someone asked me what bracha he should recite on overnight oatmeal. So I wasn't familiar with that type of food, and I discovered it oh, that overnight oatmeal is made by soaking oats in cold water or milk for many hours. The finished product resembles oatmeal. The oats stick together and form a porridge-like consistency, but unlike regular oatmeal, it was never cooked. See, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph states that when it comes to a Maaseh Kedeira, so that is a cooked food for one of the five grains, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, or oats. So what's the bracha? The Gemara tells us it is bore mine mizonos initially, and a bracha achas mein shalos and alamichya afterwards. And then the Gemara also says, hakose says chita, if you chew wheat, then bevarach aleha bore pri adama, you recite bore pri adama. So you go from chewing raw, a raw grain, to being a bracha of Hadamah, to being a processed grain through heat, cooked food, which is mizonos. And the question is, what has to happen to transform this chita from being Hadamah to mizonos? If it's cooked and softened and sticky like porridge, like then everyone holds it's mizonos. What about somewhere in the middle? So is this oatmeal like cooked? Is it considered as if it's cooked? Or is it like the raw oats? So I saw on the OU has a website where it cites the Machlokes, a debate between Rav Herschel Schachter. He held that it was Hadamah and said that he holds that the proof is that on flour, you recite a bracha of Shehakol, and if you mix the flour with water, then and you get dough, then the bracha is also shehakol. So it seems then that unless there is some cooking that's been taking place, so then it would remain its original bracha. So he was quoted as holding that the bracha is hadama. One could argue potentially that maybe to go from flour to dough, it's still a shehakol because it's not really edible at that point, but here you're turning into an edible food porridge, so maybe it's as a regular meal also, so maybe there's a distinction. In the Sefer Vezos HaBracha, in the Berurim, Perek Chav Zayin Os Tes, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted as saying that for this type of food, the overnight oatmeal, the bracha indeed would be mizonos. And the author of the Sefer suggests that porridge is not like chewing grain. It's not like kosei chita because that the chita is a whole grain, and if it was kosei, it was crushed. So, I'm sorry, if you chew the whole grain, so that's insufficient to turn into a mizonos. But the porridge, which called daisa, that's not like chita. It's not chita to begin with, as it were, because it's not whole. In other words, if you take a whole grain of chita, of wheat, then you need to uproot the status of it by cooking it to transform it from being hadama to a mizonos. But if you take daisa, which is already crushed, so it doesn't have the status of wheat, that's a different halacha. That's a different halacha and presumably would not require cooking in order to recite the mizonos. So that's how the Sefer Vezos HaBracha explains Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's position that the overnight oatmeal requires a mizonos, because it's not chita, it's daisa. It's porridge. It's a different food in its entirety. And therefore, you recite mizonos. Rabbi Willig, when I asked him, he said that if these oats become meal-like, that's really the key. The Gemara is really discussing, it's not a din, it's not a halacha in the process. It's what's the final result. If these grains turn into a meal, then it's a mizonos. So if these overnight oats are mixed with milk or water and become a porridge type food, then it's a mizonos. It's not a halacha, the type of cooking. It's the question is whether it's a raw material, whether it's a meal type food, which is mizonos. And therefore, since the overnight oats is a meal type food, so indeed you would recite a bracha of mizonos on this food.